Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former Massachusetts Republican Governor William Weld might reveal today whether he'll challenge President Trump for the 2020 Republican presidential nomination. Weld will speak this morning at the so-called Politics and Eggs Breakfast in Bedford, New Hampshire. Many expect him to make his case during the 2020 campaign to anti-Trump Republicans, independents, and disillusioned Trump voters looking for an alternative. Weld has long been a vocal critic of Trump, including during the 2016 presidential campaign when he ran as vice president on the Libertarian ticket.
I don't think he could competently manage the office of the presidency, and I think he would wobble off course. I think the country just can't have that.
Weld is considered a long shot to defeat President Trump, but some Republican strategists say he could present a stronger challenge than expected. WBUR senior news correspondent Kimberly Atkins joins us now from her perch in Washington to talk about Weld and what he could mean for the 2020 Republican Party. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Bob.
So, do signs point to Weld announcing a run for president today? What do you think?
Well, we just don't know. He's been pretty cagey about exactly what he'll say at the breakfast. We do know that he will give his views about the 2020 election. He says his comments will be comprehensive. And we also know that he has been a vocal critic of Donald Trump, like you said, saying that he is unfit for the presidency. And he has also made a return to the Republican Party, re-registering as a Republican recently after his foray into politics as a Libertarian in the 2016 election.
So let's for a moment say that he does declare today. He'll be the first Republican to announce a primary challenge to Trump, but no question about the fact that it'll be difficult for Weld to win the nomination if in fact he does jump in.
It will be. He stepped out as a Libertarian. That will turn off some Republican voters. And he's just not the well-known name that he used to be. But at the same time, he could wound Donald Trump down the line. You know, I spoke to some strategists who point to a number of incumbent presidents who faced a serious primary challenge, got out of the primary challenge, but went on to lose the general election. Folks like Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford, George H.W. Bush all ended up being one-term presidents. So that could be one of the goals of Bill Weld jumping in into this race now.
Back when Bill Weld was governor of Massachusetts, he was considered a moderate to, in some ways, even liberal Republican. So he's not likely going to be acceptable to many Trump voters. Are there many GOP moderates left for him out there to appeal to? And how many of those did he alienate when he left the party to run on the presidential ticket the last time as a Libertarian?
Well, he's got to be hopeful that there are Republican moderates that are still out there, folks who may have sat out the 2016 election. He's also appealing to the Never Trump voters who were vocal in their opposition in 2016 to Donald Trump and continue to be, and possibly also disillusioned Trump voters, people who backed Donald Trump, gave him a chance, but perhaps are turned off by his combative nature, by his Twitter feed. So he's going to hope that there's enough of those folks out there, maybe a new silent majority in the Republican Party, if you will, who will back him and who won't hold his Libertarian bid 4 years ago against him.
What are you hearing from Republican strategists, Kimberly?
Yeah, so Republican strategists like Rob Gray, who is Weld's former press secretary, says President Trump would be fighting two wars if Governor Weld gets into the race. One, of course, will be against Weld in this primary, but then he'd also simultaneously have to be fighting against the Democrats in the growing Democratic field, and that can be really difficult for a president to do in real time. But another Republican strategist, Ford O'Connell, told me that the analogies that I made to Ford and other presidents who became one-termers after facing a tough primary challenge won't really apply here, because Weld is just not that kind of challenger. He says that it's more about getting news headlines than it is about really trying to win an election. Weld, remember, has tried to run for office several times after he was elected twice to the governor's office in Massachusetts. He tried to challenge John Kerry for his Senate seat. He tried to run for New York governor as well. Both of those were unsuccessful, just as his Libertarian vice presidential bid was unsuccessful.
Right. He doesn't exactly have a winning track record as of late. So what other challenges does Weld have to consider before deciding whether or not to run as a Republican in 2020 against Trump?
Well, one challenge would be timing. It's still relatively early when it comes to the Republican primary. I spoke to Fergus Cullen. He's the former chair of the New Hampshire GOP, and he said there's a risk for Governor Weld or anybody else who comes out too soon that early media coverage might fade by the time that they need it most. He points out Pat Buchanan's campaign, his challenge to President Bush back in 1996. He waited until 10 weeks before the New Hampshire primary to jump in. And he was able to do real damage, damage that he said helped lead to Bush's ultimate defeat in the general election. Of course, there's also the peril of President Trump himself, his propensity to attack his opponents with his Twitter feed. But Gray thinks that Weld can take the heat. He said that he's a thick-skinned guy, and he's not really worried about him wilting under President Trump's fire.
Well, maybe we'll know a little bit more or a lot more today about Bill Weld's future plans when he speaks at that breakfast in Bedford, New Hampshire. WBUR's Kimberly Atkins reporting to us from Washington. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.